The Trump administration has released a new memo about what went into the decision to add a controversial citizenship question to the 2020 census. The memo was filed today in the federal courts. That's where more than two dozen states and cities are suing the administration to get the question removed. The Census Bureau's chief scientist has warned that including the question could harm the accuracy of the upcoming national headcount. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has been covering these census lawsuits. He's with us now. Hey there, Hansi.
Hey, Audie.
Tell us what you know about what's in the memo.
Well, I just read this memo that was filed in the court, and basically it's from Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who oversees the Census Bureau. He also was the one who approved adding the citizenship question. He writes in this memo that soon after he was appointed as Commerce Secretary, this is in February 2017, he started considering whether to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. And that this was an issue that he says that a lot of senior administration officials were discussing. And so this really raises questions about a timeline where previously we thought that this whole discussion about the citizenship question was because the Justice Department put in a request for it in December of 2017. To add a citizenship question, sent a letter to the Census Bureau.
Questions about the timeline, what do you mean by that? What does this tell us about what drove this administration decision?
This is the really big question here, because as far up until now, the Trump administration has said that this is really driven by the Voting Rights Act, specifically Section 2 of it, the provisions to prevent racial discrimination, that the Justice Department, in order to enforce the Voting Rights Act, needed a better count of voting age citizens. And previously, and ever since the Voting Rights Act has been enacted, the Justice Department has used estimates of the citizenship population. But this memo and these discussions that Commerce Secretary Will Ross is alluding to raises questions about what else was part of those discussions. In previous documents the Commerce Department has released, they included an internal email that was sent that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross received from Chris Kobach, the former co-chair of the now-defunct Voting Fraud Commission that President Trump commissioned. And that email, Chris Kobach did not bring up the Voting Rights Act, and he was discussing instead concern that non-citizens were included in the census numbers used to reapportion seats in Congress. And so was that an issue driving this decision? This memo really raises that question, and what other conversations Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross part of?
Now, remind us why Census Bureau researchers believe that just having the question on there could somehow lead to inaccurate census numbers in 2020.
Right. Some people may think this is an innocuous question, but Census Bureau researchers, as well as a lot of immigrant advocates, are really worried that given this current climate of increased immigration enforcement, a lot of anti-immigrant rhetoric, that a lot of non-citizens will be very concerned about answering this question, which will ask, you know, is this person a citizen of the United States, essentially? And answering this question, people are worried, what will the government do with this data? This is a question that the Census Bureau has not asked all U.S. households since 1950. So this would be a major change. And the concern is, you know, if non-citizens are not counted, that will make sure that could lead to them not appearing in the population numbers used to reapportion seats in Congress and distribute federal funding.
That's NPR's Hansi Lo Wang. Hansi, thanks so much.
You're welcome.